Thank you. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order at 6:39 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Can you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Cheryl, can I please get a roll call?
Reyes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Carla?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
Jackie?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Great, thank you. And we'll start with others in attendance. We'll start in Sandpoint in person. Mr. Mayor, is there anybody else with you there?
There is not. Cheryl's in the other room and Kirk is in the other room.
Great, thank you. Noted. In King Cove and in person here with us, we have Mr. Barker. Acatan.
Yes, we have Karen Ravenscroft with us, part of her student teaching requirement to be part of the meeting.
Great, thank you. Welcome, guys. Falls Pass.
Just me and Megan here.
Great, thank you. Welcome. Kirk, can you please read the list of everybody joining in?
Yes, I have Carla, Jackie, Cheryl, Hillary Smith, KSCP, Kyle Settles, Sandpoint Conference, King Coast Conference, Annette Barnett, DJ Madison, Danny, David Nielsen, Hillary Seifert, Katie Borum, Lindsay Benkelman, Logan Thompson. This is Paul's Pass. Patrick Mayer, Rayette, and Omar. That's all.
Great, thank you. That moves us down to approval of the agenda. I'm looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Carlene, I second.
Great. I have a motion by Rita, a second by Carlene. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, can I please get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great, thank you. The agenda has been approved as written. Down to the approval of the minutes. We have three sections of meeting minutes. Regular meeting May 18th, special meeting May 27th, special meeting July 20th. I'm looking for a motion to approve the minutes.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting May 18th. Special meeting May 27th, special meeting July 20th, with the amendment of the last page needs to show a 7-0 count versus a 6-0 as presented.
Carlene, I second.
Last page of July 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Six, where am I?
Right here.
Oh, right there.
So the six, it should just be seven, which is a typo.
Okay, great. Thank you. Motion made by Rita, seconded by Carlene to approve the minutes with the amendment for special meeting July 20th on the last page, changing the six to a seven. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, can I get a roll call, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great. Those minutes have been approved with the amendment. Following down to recognitions and presentations, we have none at this time. We are moving into public comments on agenda items. If you would like to make a public comment on an agenda item and you are tuning in by phone, please hit star 9. That will raise your hand and put you in the queue for Kirk to let us know that you have something to say. Are we seeing any hands raised?
No.
Okay, great. That will take us down to student reports. There are no student reports at this time. Board reports. Does the board member have anything to report? Not seeing any board reports. No board reports at this time. That takes us down to superintendent's report. Mr. Mayor, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. I can take my mask down because there's nobody in this area, so that's kind of nice. So thank you. I submitted my written report. I do have a few additional items. Beginning of the year was off to a good start. We were missing some key personnel, which presented something of a challenge, but this too shall pass, and people stepped up and helped out, which was wonderful. Big news, this is exciting. Enrollment in Falls Pass is at 11 students, so we crossed that magic 10 threshold. So yay, Falls Pass. I'm going to talk a little bit about contact tracing, should that happen when we discuss, district, mitigation plan down the road. But, and just lastly, I guess, this is kind of just informational. I was asked, by the commissioner to sit on a panel to review, Milken Award candidates. Milken Award is it's kind of like the Oscars of education or the Grammys for music. It is, and so it was really interesting. I reviewed word for word all of the applicants, and it's really interesting to see, what happens in other districts, both large and small. So I have to submit my selection tomorrow. But it was really difficult because there's some great, great teachers out there in this state, and we have great teachers in this district. So that's all I have, unless there are any questions.
Great, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are there any questions for Mr. Mayor pertaining to his superintendent's report? I'm not hearing none or seeing any. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That brings us down to district correspondence. You have district correspondence in your packet. Is there any district correspondence that a board member would like to pull for discussion or questions? Not hearing any. Thank you guys for your report. That brings us down to an action item, our business manager's report. Mr. Nielsen, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the school board, superintendent, mayor. The business manager's report is in your packet, and I do not have anything to add at this time.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen. Is there any questions pertaining to the current financial report for Mr. Nielsen? Not seeing or hearing any questions. Can I get a motion, please, to accept the current financial report?
I'll move to accept the current financial report, Carlene.
Rayette, second.
Great. We have a motion by Carlene, second by Rayette. Any discussion? I'm not hearing any discussion. Can I please get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great. The current financial report has been accepted. Thank you, Mr. Nielsen. That brings us down to department reports. Our first report is activities report. Mr. Suttles.
Hi guys, this is Kyle Suttles. I shared an activities report with Cheryl and Patrick a couple weeks ago. I unfortunately don't have computer access right now as I'm at home and our internet's not functioning. In that activities report, I included our mitigation plan specifically for cross country with the hopes of obviously traveling to and from King Cove. That's going to be a day-to-day thing. Patrick and I have been in close coordination trying to figure out if that's going to happen. We're tentatively set to get out for Sandpoint to King Cove next week, and we're just kind of taking and seeing how that's going. As far as fall activities go, we have coaching positions in both Sandpoint and King Cove with Etta and Marcus coaching cross country. We also have wrestling, a tentative coach with Mr. H here in Sandpoint. I'm still looking for a coach in King Cove if wrestling, in fact, does happen. The volleyball season is quickly approaching, so we have Coach Sarah Schaefer taking that on in Sandpoint, and we have Katie Bourne taking that on in King Cove. So as far as fall sports, we have some really good coverage. Obviously, the hope of traveling, but we're going to make sure we're putting the student-athlete safety as a top priority. So mitigation plan in effect for potential cross-country has some pretty strict and solid foundational components for chaperones that do travel. So if we do in fact travel, there's going to be a pretty steady check-in system, and the students will essentially be on lockdown, I guess you could say, if they do go to the school. So if we do travel, there's not going to be any sort of checking out of the family members like there has been in the past. It's going to be from one destination to another, and then we're coming back. So if travel does happen this fall and it does work with cross-country, we hope the mitigation plan can kind of be rolled into the next sport, which will be volleyball. But as stated previously, I'm working with Mr. Mayor pretty much daily in contact with him just to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the students and the community.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Suttles. Does any member of the board have any questions for Mr. Suttles in regards to his activities report? Not hearing any questions. Thank you. That brings us down to our special education report with Dr. Seifert. Dr. Seifert, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I submitted my report to the board packet. I don't have anything further to add at this time, unless anyone has any questions for me.
Great, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Dr. Seifert regarding the special education report? I'm not hearing any questions. Thank you, Dr. Seifert. That brings us to our technology report with Mr. Fellbauer. Mr. Fellbauer, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. I have submitted my report into the written report. Please let me know if you have any questions. I have nothing further to add.
Great, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Fellbauer regarding the technology director report? Not hearing or seeing any. Thank you. Our next is our school council report. Lindsay, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I did submit my board report, but I wanted to add that I have developed a school counseling page on the district website. And so I just encourage parents and students to check that out regularly, as that will where communication about local opportunities, what's going on in the school counseling world, opportunities and events that come up will all be posted there, as well as the school counseling forms that we use for school credit policy, scholarships, basically like the one-stop shop for what's happening in the school counseling world will be on the district website now. So that's new and exciting. Trying to get the ASVAB out there. Travel and costs were a big blocker, but between Cheryl and myself and Joe Raglin, the testing coordinator in Anchorage, hopefully we can get it out to Oxham Falls Pass, Sandpoint, and King Cove in the fall. No guarantees, but I think I'm going to try to go an alternate route if they're struggling to get somebody out to our site. It's been a long time since we've offered it in our community, and I just think it's a really valuable tool to get the conversation started with students when it comes to careers. But not only that, it's the military entrance battery. So for those that are interested in pursuing, you know, an ROTC program in college or enlisting, having exposure to that test is super important. I think that's all I have in addition to what I put in the board report. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Lindsay. Does anybody have any questions for Lindsay, our school counselor? I'm not hearing or seeing any. Thank you, Lindsay. That brings us down to new business. Peak's presentation. Mr. Mayor, would you like to review on this? You're on mute.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Let me just call up my brief presentation here and just to kind of show, you know, district wide peaks data. So let's see here. Getting there, folks. Okay, there we go. So we all know what a difficult year last year was. And in fact, from March to the end of the year in the previous school year. So we're over a year and a half into this this whole pandemic. So this year, they did not test last school year. And so this year, I mean, they tested in the spring of last school year, but in March of the previous year, they did not test. So these data reflect 2021's administration of the peaks, which marks the last presentation or the last application of the peaks assessment So the PEAKS has been replaced with a map-based tool, measured of academic progress that we all know here in the district that we started administering the first year that I was here. It's going to be more reflective of our growth. And they're going to tie the state assessment component to MAP going down the road. So that's a real plus for us. The state chose not to really do any of its normal comparisons in this past year because in this past 2021 assessment due to the pandemic, but they did provide, the data for districts to review. So I'm just going to kind of quickly go over that. And, again, this is district-wide data. So this compares 2017 through to 2021. So you can see that our in the area of mathematics, our test scores dropped. The test scores dropped throughout the entire state, and as we move down the road, you know, the rearview mirror is small and the windshield is big. It'll be a big plus again for us to be using the map-based tool in the future. So moving on to language arts, our language arts scores were up slightly from 2019, but overall the state test scores dropped slightly, and so as we look into next year, that will be the benchmarking year for the MAP based assessment, and that will be, you know, welcome. I've been hoping for that personally for about 6 years that they would move that direction, and so that's a positive. And just to, you know, when we talk about next steps for the district, all pieces are in place for our literacy grant. We have a great plan for looking at individual student data, formative assessments, if you will, that track student progress for students that are in need of intervention, and building those intervention plans based on that data. We have our full-time reading specialist in place. We have a curriculum coordinator who is working with sites to map the math curriculum. For starters, math is very concrete sequential, so that will be a good place for us to start. And the selection of evaluation tool is in process and is, in fact, next on the new business agenda. So that's all I have.
Great. Thank you for that update. Does anybody have any questions in regards to the PEAKS presentation? Not hearing or seeing none. Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, for that presentation. That leads us into the teacher evaluation tool. Mr. Mayor, can you give us a repeat of that as well?
Yeah, I just thought I'd just talk about it a little bit. I extensively went through it today. It's been something that was discussed well in advance of my arrival in the Aleutians Eastboro School District, and it probably would have been addressed sooner, but, you know, we've all had, a lot of balls in the air the last year and a half for sure to try to make it through a pandemic while keeping schools open. But one of the things that is really there's kind of been some front runners for evaluation tools over the years, Robert Marzano and the Danielson model. They're different, but they had huge amount of time required to execute an evaluation. And I would just go so far as to say a lot of that is not productive. And so I know that, and I used Marzano and Danielson in two different districts where I was a superintendent, and neither one of them really met the mark, I didn't think. So I have been searching, and others had been searching, for something that has that balance between the important components of Marzano and Danielson and something that is actually able to be executed in a reasonable amount of time so our administrators aren't all they're doing is evaluating and observing, because they have numerous other tasks they have to be involved in as well. So I approached Scott McManus, the superintendent in the Alaska Gateway District, and their district and several others are using a tool called ClassBright. It's been vetted with the admin team, and you know, we had teacher representation there with Megan and Annette. It's a great tool. Everybody agrees that this is something. The nice thing about it is teachers are able to produce artifacts or snippets, as they call them, that can be put into their portfolio that allows them to be able to I'm going to walk here a little bit because for some reason my computer is going to die, allows them to put in information that is useful to the evaluation process. And those snippets can be added by both the administrator and the teacher. And then the administrator is able to do walkthroughs and formal observations using the current tool that we have, DigiCoach, that will then all pull together to inform a summative evaluation. So it's very interactive with the teacher, and overall, it's a great tool. And the rubric that they use currently, the one we have that we're looking at, is Alaska Gateways, but the rubric can be modified to match local need. For example, Lower Kuskokwim uses this tool, and they added and subtracted a few things out of the rubric to more fit their needs. So teachers will be able to work with the administration to look at that rubric, and will also provide professional development to you know, be able to come up with something that is a good fit for our district. Lastly, there is professional development that we will be scheduling in the future so that everybody has a full understanding of this tool. And again, this is long overdue. It is part of the strategic plan, and it'll be a positive for our district.
Great. Thank you for that, Mr. Mayor. Is there any questions for Mr. Mayor in regards to the teacher evaluation tool? Okay, I'm not seeing any questions. I'm looking for a motion to approve the ClassBright evaluation process as our new teacher evaluation tool. I'm looking for a motion.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve the teacher evaluation tool.
Great, thank you. I have a motion by Rita and a second by Carlene. Any debate? Not hearing any debate. Can I please get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great, thank you. The new teacher evaluation tool has been accepted. That brings us down to board meeting dates in your packet, and today in the workshop we reviewed the 2021-2022 school board meeting calendar. I'm looking for a motion to approve this calendar.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve it as amended to per our discussion today from the meeting date of September 23rd, 21, move that date to April 19th, and also the October 19th meeting, move that to November 2nd.
Carlene, I second.
Thank you. I have a motion by Rita and a second by Carlene, and that is to approve our board meeting calendar, with the amendments of September 23rd being moved to April 19th and October 19th being moved down to November 2nd. Any debate? Not seeing or hearing any debate. Can I please get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. This year's meeting dates have been approved. That brings us down to ratification of the phone poll conducted on August 12, 2021. The results are in your board packet. I'll need a motion to accept.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to accept the ratification of the phone poll on the scholarship awards.
Carlene, I second.
Thank you. I have a motion by Rita and a second by Carlene to ratify the phone poll results conducted on August 12th, resulting in a 5-1. Yes. Can I please, is there any debate? Not hearing or seeing any debate. Can I please get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carlene Poblet?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The phone poll has been accepted. That brings us down to mitigation plan. Mr. Mayor, would you like to speak to this?
I'd be happy to. So just the district has seen people in the district, the community have seen our mitigation plan. The last year we had a Smart Start plan. It was a very large document and a huge undertaking. This year, there was a different template provided to us by the Department of Ed called an ARP plan. And so we completed that, but then the distillation of that was put out by me in the form of a letter. And the high points are, you know, 5-day quarantine when you return to the community and testing in between those days, 1, 3, or 5. So you have to test twice. And a lot of people are testing on day 3 and 5. After communication with Eastern Aleutian tribes, that was a pretty solid recommendation. It turns out that's kind of the sweet spot for what the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends, as well as our state, even though we don't have a formal disaster declaration from the governor, which is proving to be problematic for many communities, we have put together what is a solid plan. It does require masking, recommended by both CDC and AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, and so that will that is subject to change for the situation to improve. Mr. Mueller and I talk daily. As Kyle mentioned, we talk about the impact of the pandemic on student travel. You know, we aren't sure, for example, cross country. We won't know for sure about that until the event gets closer and the events, come up throughout the course of the year. I think we're all in hope
that that this will subside and that we could get back to some normalcy. We had kind of a brief period of time there where, you know, in May, June, where it looked like that might happen, but then the Delta variant hit. Just for as a side note, Dr. Zink, she's very nervous about, you know, this whole situation right now. They are very understaffed. One of the things that I just found out is that schools, school districts will be responsible for contact tracing. That's a huge burden that we're going to have to absorb. I'll be working on a plan for that with Mr. Mueller and the public health department, but they will not be actively involved in our contact tracing. So let's see. I think those are pretty much the high points. But we, just so you know, we look at this all the time, and we're trying to base it off of local transmission, community transmission, and make the best decision for our students to provide a safe learning environment, and that as an extension into the community. The best way to contact trace is to not have to contact trace. So keeping it out of the schools to the extent possible is going to be the safest thing for our students. And so that's all I have, unless there are questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there any questions from the board regarding the mitigation plan presented? Hearing and seeing none, we will move on. Thank you. Next item under new business is the pool. Mr. Mayor, can you update us on the pool?
Sure. As earlier today, I'll be brief. We brought the pool needed some first aid, so we brought someone in to deal with that last spring. Over the summer, we had a person who's come to Sandpoint for many years come into town, train Principal Emanuelson, lifeguards, and a pool coordinator. So we're up and running. DJ, do you want to talk about the schedule change, just so everybody knows the standpoint?
Sure, Bob. We adjusted the times by a half an hour on either side. We were at 7 to 9. Now we are at 6:30 to 8:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's been posted, and we've had lots of people enjoying the pool. It's nice.
That's all I have.
Great. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions regarding the pool for Mr. Mayor or Mr. Emanuelson? Not hearing or seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on. The next item on our agenda is the handbook and disciplinary matrix. The matrix is in your packet as well as in the student handbook. Mr. Mayor, is there anything you would like to add to this?
No, just that that is like teacher evaluation. It was something that was part of our strategic plan, something that had been asked for since my arrival. We have a team-developed discipline matrix in the handbook that all parents should have received. And if not, it certainly is available through the school and on our website. So that discipline matrix is very definitive. It might be at some point that it needs some kind of a revision just based on local need. But we are keeping a discipline matrix for the district. It isn't just standpoints or, you know, King Cove's. It's for the district. So feel free to take a look at it, although I know many of you have that are listening in terms of since it's been delivered to households. So
great. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions regarding the disciplinary matrix? Not seeing or hearing any. Thank you. We'll go ahead and move on. Our next item is the capital improvement plan. Mr. Mayor, do you have anything you'd like to add to the CIP?
No, just that, as I stated earlier today, the document is actually last year's capital improvement plan, and CIP for an acronym, and so we'll be resubmitting that to the state. And as we move forward this year, working with the board to see if there's anything that we want to add to the CIP for the future. CIP monies have been pretty difficult to come by, and but that doesn't mean we don't try. So really what we're looking for is approval of the document to make sure that it I get it submitted to the state before their deadline, and which is soon. And but other than that, it is a remake, a duplicate of last year's, and we're just using the same scoring guide for it. So that's it.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Mayor regarding the capital improvement plan? Not hearing or seeing any, I'd like to hear a motion to accept it and approve it.
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve the capital improvement plan as presented.
This is Ray. I'll make a second.
Great, thank you. I have a motion by Rita and a second by Rayette. Is there any debate in regards to the capital improvement plan? Not hearing any. Cheryl, can I please get a roll call?
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great, thank you. The capital improvement plan has been approved. Mr. Mayor, please go forward and submit that.
Thank you.
Brings us down to personnel. Item A, new hires. You have a list of three new hires in your packet. These are the new hires as of August 16th. Can I please get a motion to approve the new hires?
This is Carla. I
move to the new hires.
New hires.
That was two people at once. Sorry. With Carla? Okay, great. Thank you. I have a motion by Carla. Looking for a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Rayette. We got a motion by Carla and a second by Rayette to accept the new hires on the list. Alex Williams, teacher K-6 Sandpoint, Tracy DePaula, mathematics teacher King Cove, and Megan Gatlin, principal teacher Falls Pass. Is there any debate? Not hearing or seeing any debate. Can I please get a roll call?
Three names.
Oh, go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry, Hillary. Go ahead. I didn't catch your question.
Did you have three or four names?
I have three names.
Okay. I thought I heard you say four, and I was thinking I only show three on here.
Okay. Oh, no, I apologize. Three names. Okay, so I had a motion by Carla and a second by Rayette to accept the new hires. Alex Williams, Tracy DePaula, and Megan Gatlin. Can I please get a roll call, please, Cheryl?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great, thank you. The new hires have been accepted. Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough School District. Next item is resignations. You have three resignations as of August 16th in your packet: Joel Thomas, Candace Robb, and David McCarthy. Can I please get a motion?
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to approve the three resignations as presented.
Carlene, I second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Rita and a second by Carlene. Is there any debate? Not hearing or seeing any debate. Cheryl, can I please get a roll call?
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great, thank you. The resignations have been approved. That brings us down to public comments on non-agenda items. If you would like to make a public comment and you are joining us on the phone or through Zoom, if you hit star 9, that will raise your hand and put you in the queue. Kirk will call on you. When you're called on, will you please introduce yourself loud and clear for the record? Kirk, will you let me know if anybody raises their hands for public comments on non-agenda items?
None so far. Logan Thompson?
Go ahead, Logan. Do you have a public comment? The floor is yours.
Hi, members of the board. Listen, so I have a few. Do you want me to go off on all of them, or do you want me to go one by one? Whatever is best for you.
Please go ahead and go with them all, but this is public comment, so we might not be able to answer if you have any questions, but we'll have somebody of our admin team follow up if it requires an answer. But go ahead. The floor is yours.
So I want to talk about the scholarship program. So recently I learned that the scholarship programs are graded on the rubric. This is not publicly discussed. A couple of weeks ago, I was awarded a smaller scholarship. I received $1,000 instead of $2,700, and I would like to know why. I learned that the scholarships are graded on a rubric from 0 to 3, so graded on application, transcript, essay, and GPA. So I know GPAs are graded from like 2.0 to 2.5 and so on. So I would like to remind the board that this is not a merit-based scholarship, and I want to know why we're graded on our GPA. So I know that after it's been 8 on the rubric, you get the full scholarship, but it doesn't make any sense to me why scholarships are graded like that. Every student in the district should be granted the same privileges and a full scholarship. But just doing a secondary education is a full scholarship no matter what, as long as they're independent community. Secondly, this is my second point. I wonder why students attending vocational schools such as ABTECH do not qualify for this Aleutians East Borough scholarship. ABTECH is a publicly held and thorough and expensive school. Students should be provided the same opportunities, especially because within the community, we're often advocating for students to go to these vocational schools so they can give back to communities, give back or mechanics. So it doesn't make any sense to why these students aren't awarded scholarships. My final comment is regarding the 5-year strategic plan that the board recently passed via phone poll. I want to know why this was passed via phone poll, as this will affect every kid and parent in the district. Only considering that this is discussed and finally approved during an open meeting. And according to the Alaska Open Meetings Act, phone polls are appropriate if the subject involved administrative or procedural issues that would not warrant public discussion. A 5-year strategic plan would warrant public discussion, but thus it is not acceptable to pass via phone. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you, Logan. Mr. Mayor, will you be able to follow up with Logan in regards to his concerns that he expressed this evening?
Well, I would, if you wouldn't mind, I was hoping that the members of the scholarship committee could kind of touch on this little bit thing, because last time I had a public comment, I received no answer from any administrative or the considering that the scholarship community could touch base on this, as the superintendent is not part of the scholarship community.
Okay.
Madam Vice President, I will do as asked, whatever you'd like me to do.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Logan. Kirk, is there anybody else for public comments on non-agenda items in the queue? Any in-person public comments? We only have one person here. Mr. Barker, public comment?
No, I have no public comment. Thank you, Madam Vice President.
Okay, seeing no more public comments, we will jump down to board comments. Is there any members of the board that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yes, this is Hillary. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Hillary.
All right. I'd like to thank Logan for coming to our meeting and discussing his concerns about our scholarship committee. I agree with him. I think that we should be giving all of our students in our district a chance at in higher education. And I think anything that discusses our students should be discussed in a open meeting so we can get public comments and not do a phone poll where people are voting phone polls. Thank you.
Thank you, Hillary. Is there any members of the board with other public comments? Our board comments?
Hello, this is Rayette.
Go ahead, Rayette.
I should have asked Dave this during the other, during his thing, but I had a question about the close-up funds, and I'm just curious, all the close-up funds that have been raised up to this point that haven't been utilized, so does that roll over into close-up so it still stays there and then it can be used for, like, the current kids who are going to go to close-up? Or does each class have to continue to raise the amount of money that they would? And then, and if that's the case, where do the previous close-up funds go to? Does that make sense?
Thank you. No, that makes sense. Thank you, Rayette. We will have Patrick get in touch with Mr. Nielsen and get you a response in regards to your question.
Yeah, I was just looking for some clarification for that. And then also, I am wondering if, can, when the principals do the report, can they put what the total number of students, not including preschool? Because I know we don't get funding for preschool students. Am I correct? And so I was just wanting to, I mean, even if it's separate, like your K to 12 numbers, just so we have like those current numbers. Because I know that in all our schools, I believe we're trending downward on numbers. And then my last comment is, I know that we had some resignations, like after contract signing and stuff, after people signed contracts. Do those people receive fines, or do we forgive that, or how does that work? Because I thought there was, if you signed your contract and then you didn't show up on the first day of work, that there's a fine that's in place, and do we follow through with that?
Perfect. Thank you, Rayette. We'll have Mr. Mayor follow up with you in regards to those questions.
Thank you.
Is there any other members of the board that would like to make a comment at this time?
Hello, this is Carlene.
Go ahead, Carlene.
I just wanted to thank Megan Gatlin and family for coming to False Pass and saving the day.
Yes, welcome. Any more board comments at this time? Hearing none, we will move down to our next item on the agenda, which is date, time, location of next meeting. According to our newly approved calendar, that would be November 2nd. This is going to be planned for a possible in-person meeting, pending on COVID. Oh. Agenda. I apologize. I skipped agenda items for next meeting. Does anybody have agenda items they'd like to add to the next meeting? Okay, if you think of something that you would like to request for the agenda next time, board policy indicates that you would contact Board President Jackie Brandle to request those to be on the agenda. Following down now to date and time, location of next meeting, that will be held on November 2nd. Great. And then going down to executive session, we have no items to discuss in executive session this meeting. So that leaves us with adjournment.
This is Hillary. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss finances, and I'd like to invite Patrick Mayer and Dave Nelson.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Hillary to enter executive session to discuss finances, seconded by Rayette.
With the invitation with Dave Nelson and Patrick Mayer.
With an extended invitation to Mr. Mayer, Superintendent, and Dave Nelson, Business Manager. I'm trying to think of the proper protocol for this. Can I please get a roll call, Cheryl?
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Great, thank you. Kirk, can you please create an executive session link and email it to the board members, please, so we may enter executive session? We will be entering executive session at 7:38 p.m. with the board, with the extended invitation of Mr. Mayer and Mr. Nelson to discuss finances.